Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast that we have prepared for Tuesday, April 21st, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We always share this in the beginning of our message for the sake of new listeners. And we call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. Welcome as we share a third perspective regarding the fishing trip that is recorded in John 21. Today we titled the message, Breakfast with Jesus, and the scripture text are John 21, verse 9 and verse 12.
When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Come and have breakfast.
When I go camping, and I enjoy camping, when I go with a group of men, the most memorable meal of the day is breakfast, when the kitchen crew rises early and builds a big fire, likely just stirring the fire from the night before. Smoke from the blazing fire and the aroma of sizzling bacon and sausage fills the air. Certainly makes a more natural, morning-friendly wake-up call than the intrusive sound of an alarm clock. I have a photo today that shows breakfast being prepared for our group during our annual men and boys camp out in the mountains. We usually have eggs, pancakes, hash browns with peppers and onions, bacon and sausage, and actually even cold cereal for some of the younger boys. We might even have some fish if there is anyone successful in catching a few.
I suppose there are a number of factors that makes a meal cooked over an open fire extra tasty. In addition to the pleasant aroma that fills the air as the food sizzles over the crackling fire is the smoked flavor that penetrates the food as it cooks.
When I'm visiting the Kansas City, Missouri area, which some of you are aware of is my home turf, the area in which I grew up, one thing I always look forward to is eating some real barbecue. This involves slowly cooking meat over wood, usually in a pit. Now that my folks have passed away, I rarely get out that way, and I sure miss the great barbecue. Several years ago, I went with my brothers Mike and Pat to Sneed's Barbecue in Belton, Missouri, the small town we grew up in, and we all split a big platter of burnt ends, and I actually have a photo of burnt ends in the text today.
Consider today's text. Let me read it again. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Well, today we thoughtfully ask three questions. Who started the fire? Who caught the fish? And who did the cooking? On Friday, we wrote about how Peter and the other disciples fished all night and caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not recognize him at first. Yesterday, we saw how he gave them some specific fishing instructions, which led to a great catch.
Well, after the miraculous catch, John recognized the Lord, and Peter characteristically jumped out of the boat and waded ashore, or perhaps he swam, with the others following in the loaded boat. When the disciples landed, they saw, again, quoting part of the text, they saw the burning coals there with fish on it and some bread, end quote. Apparently, Jesus had already done a little fishing himself, or otherwise provided the fish and bread.
But he said to them, bring some of the fish you have just caught. Evidently, he wanted to add their freshly caught fish to those that he was already cooking over the fire. Since there is no mention of anyone else waiting on the shore, we assume that he built the fire, cooked the fish, and provided the bread.
Then Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. Or as the King James Version says, and I share this due to a song that I have a link to today, come and dine. Well, I'm sure that breakfast really tasted good after a long, frustrating night of hard work. Dave is a longtime friend in Missouri who tells me of his fishing trips and how delicious a fresh trout is cooked over charcoal along the shore. But even more than the physical meal Jesus offered the disciples, I'm sure the fellowship at this men's breakfast was outstanding. I always enjoy getting together with a group of men for breakfast. I would like to have sat with these disciples on the shore during this breakfast when one after the other they surely told their colorful stories using expression and animation. They spoke of how they tried every method known to fishermen to fill their nets that night, but nothing worked till they followed the master's instructions. After hearing all their stories, I wonder if Jesus used their fishing experience as an illustration to teach and reinforce that even though circumstances seem bleak, He is the great provider.
Though He would not be with them physically, He was only a prayer away. Perhaps He repeated some of His earlier teaching where He said, "Ask, and it will be given to you." Or He reminded them that they were to seek first His kingdom and righteousness, even in their daily labors, so that all they need to eat, drink, or wear will be provided for them by God. They probably needed to hear once more from their Master that their Heavenly Father knew what they have need of even before they asked.
Well, of all the significant events that took place in that 40-day period between the resurrection and ascension, this is quite a story to be providentially included in the sacred scriptures. I believe in part it's included as a reminder of the fellowship the Lord now wants to have with all His followers, and for us to have with one another, and also that we are always to seek His kingdom first as we follow His leading in all avenues of our life.
Let's pray together. Father, if You care for the lilies of the field that neither labor nor spin, and You clothe the grass of the field which is here today and yet tomorrow will be mowed down, how much more will You care for us who are made in Your own image? You desire our fellowship, our devotion, and our reliance on You for all of our needs, for You delight in providing everything we have need of. Thank You, Father. Amen.
Amen. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Jesus, for Your faithfulness to each one of us. And it's a joy to share with you today. We periodically do hear from our podcast listeners. Just was it a day or two ago, we heard of one of you that listens to us during your lunch hour. Actually, a friend of ours. And one thing about internet ministry, you really don't know who's reading or listening, but we're confident that some of you are out there benefiting from these perspectives we share each day. Well, our ministry is on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message prepared for Tuesday, April 21st, 2009. Typically, we do have additional little notes or stories, and some photos, and some music links on the web. And today, we have an old gospel song titled, "Come and Dine, the Master Calleth," which brings back an interesting memory for me. We also have a couple more fish stories, one posted and one available as a link that a friend sent me yesterday as a result of a fish picture and story yesterday. Finally, we have some notes regarding Kansas City barbecue that may or may not be of interest to some, but I enjoy writing about my hometown and my favorite food. Thanks for joining us today. May God encourage and bless you and help you to faithfully serve the Master.